In Iraq itself, as we've heard, U.S. casualties continue. Today, one U.S. soldier was killed and another wounded in a drive-by shooting in central Baghdad. It's the second American death in 2 days. In a separate incident, an American soldier fired on a violent demonstration in the Iraqi capital. Two Iraqis are confirmed dead. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Hundreds of angry Iraqi protesters gathered this morning across the street from the presidential palace, a large compound guarded by U.S. troops that is now headquarters for the U.S.-led civil administration. The protesters are former soldiers. Last month, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer dissolved the Iraqi army, throwing thousands of Iraqis out of work. Leaders of the demonstration were invited inside the compound to meet with U.S. military officials. Hundreds of men waited outside. Staff Sergeant Brian Dumel was on duty at the time.
It was peaceful at first. It was just a lot of yelling. We let them do all of the yelling they wanted to. Next thing, they started throwing very large rocks all at our position. And we had to let in two of our own military police Humvees that were trying to get in. More large rocks were thrown, and it struck the MPs that were in the cars, and they had returned fire.
Did you see any of the Iraqis go down?
Yes, I did. I saw both of them. I was right here. I saw both of the Iraqis go down.
It was the fourth time in a month that Iraq's former military brought banners and complaints to these streets. U.S. officials have responded by announcing recruitment for a new Iraqi corps. With the prospect of thousands of unemployed ex-soldiers armed and trained with no way to make a living, U.S. military officials had also promised to pay pensions. The protesters expected to get a $50 emergency payment today, their first paycheck since February. But when they went to the pension office early this morning, the money was not there, says Rod Al-Naimi.
There have been negotiations for more than 2 weeks, and they told us on this specific day, the 18th, on Wednesday, that we would be taking the $50 that they told us about. And it was written even in the newspapers. When we went there, we didn't get anything.
The angry crowd marched from the pension office to the headquarters of the U.S. administration. Unemployment is rampant in Iraq. Tempers exploded today. The U.S. military says the U.S. soldier who fired into the crowd acted in self-defense when a military vehicle was stoned. Staff Sergeant Brian Dumel says his orders are to fire a warning shot first. When asked if the MPs overreacted, he wasn't sure.
Could have been. I was back here, like I said. If he felt threatened, that was his call. If he feels threatened, he's allowed to return fire. We're authorized to return. If I ever feel my life is threatened, I could fire.
Late today, U.S. military officials met again with the leaders of the protest to head off further tensions. While there had been a promise of a payment today, said one military source, U.S. civilian authorities had not given the final approval. For Iraqis, another sign of the painfully slow reconstruction of their country. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.